Big Short, Big Screen by Michael Lewis. Nothing about The Big Short, the author's best-selling take on the 2008 financial crisis, said, this could be a major movie. Unless you happen to be Brad Pitt and director Adam McKay. In early 2008, I started working on what became my book titled The Big Short. I'd written one book about Wall Street, titled Liar's Poker, and pretty much assumed I'd never write another, as I further assumed that nothing would ever happen on Wall Street that was as interesting to me as what had happened to me. Or, if it did, I'd be the last person anyone on Wall Street would want to tell about it. What caught my attention in late 2007 were the weird, amorphous, and ever-growing trading losses in the subprime mortgage bond market suffered by the big Wall Street banks. Citigroup's losses went from $6 billion to $40 billion to more than $65 billion. Merrill Lynch announced a $4.5 billion hit, then revised it to $19 billion, and then finally to more than $50 billion. Morgan Stanley announced that it had lost more than $9 billion on what appeared to be a bet by a single trader. The big Wall Street banks had become the dumb money. Their employees, the putative best and brightest, and surely the most self-interested people on the planet, were committing mass suicide. How had that happened? Someone had to be on the other side of the big Wall Street firm's stupid bets. I set out to find as many of these people as I could. There turned out to be about 15 of them who had gone all in on the bet against subprime mortgage bonds. The group included some seriously interesting and peculiar people, the sort of oddballs and misfits who would have a hard time getting a job at a big Wall Street bank. Several had come to the subprime mortgage bond market cold, with little knowledge of bonds or mortgages, and none at all of credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations. Yet, they'd found a way to see what the expert insiders had missed, that the big Wall Street banks had become so bizarrely organized that it was hard to say where their stupidity ended and their corruption began. This handful of peculiar people had bet directly against